Pacifico, Phil Henry.
Well, welcome to the Phil Henry Show. It is Wednesday night. Is it Wednesday night? It's Wednesday night, and here we are at the El Pacifico with Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and Margaret Gray on a radio show where truth is our bitch, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're here till 1 on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Our website is philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Watch our live streaming video every night. Hear our podcast the next day. You can listen to the audio on the video cast. People are always asking, where do you stream the show? Well, we stream it on our website. And over the weekend, just as an aside here.
Don't get too sidetracked, Phil, with all this business stuff.
Yeah, it's a pretty good story, though.
I know this story. You talk to a man.
Well, you know, a lot of people haven't heard it, Margaret, so just, you know, keep your blouse on.
Keep my blouse. You wish. You wish.
That you keep your blouse on? Yeah.
I'm going to kick...
Hey! Right off the bat, huh?
When he cracks wise like that, all bets are off. You wish I took my blouse.
No, I don't. No, I do not wish that. Not because I think you're frightening to look at naked. I don't know. I wouldn't know. You know,
just keep on digging the hole as deep as you can. Because when I'm done with him, you're next.
What is it with you?
Yeah, I was going to say, you look like I got an attitude or something.
I've got no attitude. I don't take... See, a lot of women will sit and take it from men. And I've listened down through the years. I've listened to these radio shows where the little miss is doing her news and her weather, and the guys are making fun of her tight dress, and they're talking about her breasts. And I've listened to that, and I, as I've listened to those kinds of shows...
Well, give me an example of a show where they humiliate... And I know there are shows like that.
Well, I don't think he's egregious, but I think Howard Stern and some of the way he's talked to Robin over the years...
He's got a lot of respect for her.
Yes, except when it comes to her breasts. Then, again, here is that phrase, all bets are off. But a lot of... You know the shows. I'm not going to go into it. That's Skippy and Frank.
All right, Skippy and Frank, yeah.
And as I sit and listen to those shows, the fantasies begin. The fantasies of gasoline fires. I know... You know, Phil...
Oh, God.
No, hold on for a minute.
You're going to start a gasoline fire.
Hold on for a minute. I'm simply saying these are fantasies.
What is the fantasy?
The fantasy is the fantasy any woman would have when she hears a woman being humiliated. That I would walk by that studio with a can, 5-gallon can of gasoline with a rag in it, light it, and then penny the door shut so that... Well,
Mr. Gray, that is very sadistic. And very bad, and
it is pretty gruesome.
Is it really? Maybe it scares you because you're men, and now you know what you're up against.
Yeah, but you, what do you mean penny the door?
I mean, that is about as gruesome as it gets. Pennying the door is you put pennies in the door jamb in such a way so as you're not able to open it. You're telling me you'd light a 5-gallon can of gasoline?
Yes, and I would even sacrifice the woman who I'm defending in order to cook. No.
Boy, this is the time of the show when I would like to get Frank on the air.
Well, I don't want to talk to Frank right now.
Fine, but this is the time of the show when I would like to call him up and I'd say, Frank, have you ever heard Margaret?
Don't pretend like it's weird. A lot of women think these things, Phil. We're sick of it. We're sick of it. Oh, look at, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Henry's rolling his eyeballs like I'm weird.
You're the one that said when you walk by a radio studio...
I know what I said.
You walk by a radio studio, and you hear a woman being treated in a sexist manner, and you want to stick a 5-gallon can.
What I said was, may I help you there, Mr. Magoo?
Mr. Magoo!
Go ahead.
Never mind.
Yeah, you don't want to say it again, because it sounds so creepy and gruesome, they might send a man with a butterfly net to get you.
What butterfly net?
Send somebody from the state hospital to take you and put you in a ward.
There isn't a butterfly net that's been made yet. It's not going to happen. There's nothing I'm saying that's crazy.
Then they'd come down here with a butterfly net.
No, they will not come with a butterfly. Would you tell him to stop saying that?
Well, I think he's expressing something that a lot of people believe. You're talking about sticking a rag in a 5-gallon can of gasoline, lighting it, throwing it into a radio studio, and then pinning the door shut so that even the woman who you were defending the sexist behavior... You know, who you were who the sexist behavior...
That a sexist behavior was being defended against.
No, you moron times two. It was the sexist behavior...
The woman... You'd kill everybody.
Yes. Yes. If it meant that I could get to the ones that were the main agent provocateur or the agent provocateur, yes. 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 Now I feel better.
Good. Just ignore that because I don't know whether or not we're going to have arrests made tonight. That was about the creepiest thing.
You know, Phil, you're a man. There are a lot of women out there who have to put up with this behavior that know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, fine. Welcome anyway to the show, PhilHenryShow.com, PhilHenryShow.com. Get a backstage pass. Join us, won't you please? Bobby Dooley. We were with Bobby today at LEG on the west side of Los Angeles as she was interviewing Zane Lamprey. Zane, a very funny guy, stand-up comic, as well as a television host. He is now involved in something called a Kickstarter. You guys know what this is?
Yeah, a Kickstarter is raising money.
Exactly.
What is it?
A Kickstarter is a project that a celebrity or a producer will go to the public or go to his fan base and say, we need money for our project. And what you do is you essentially sell them either a share in it or you're selling them maybe even a scene. I got approached on this basis by, I won't mention any names, but I finally figured it out. And I realized that I was being courted to, they wanted to use me as a promotional vehicle. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not complaining. I didn't particularly want to do that, so I sort of stepped away from it. But I recognize now the reason why they offered me a part in the movie is to...
They wanted to use your name to promote the film.
Yes.
Well, I don't blame you. I think that's insulting.
No, that's the way it's being done now. Although, they're going to give you a fringe part so you don't screw their movie up, maybe. I don't know what it was, but...
Yeah, you've been in an actor.
Yeah, you've been an actor.
What do you mean I've been in an actor?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you was an actor.
I was an actor, yeah. I've been in one.
Well, that don't mean it's gay.
It does sound gay.
Either way, so I recognize that these Kickstarters, and they're gaining ground in terms of popularity, in terms of their utility, their usefulness to people that want to get things done. The new economy, ladies and gentlemen, when I first heard these phrases like there's a new economy or that the workforce is changing or the landscape is changing, when I first heard these things being said around, say, 1990, the late 80s, it was hard to take them seriously because you didn't really see anything happening. But this particular recession has finally kicked all those changes in, for better or for worse. I've never seen myself as a positive or optimistic guy. I've always been kind of a realist. I do my fair share of belly aching and bitching and moaning. But in point of fact, I think I am, because every time I run up against something that is difficult, I always try to see, well, where's the advantage here? And even with this economy that has really kicked a lot of people's asses, there are areas where you can make yourself a dollar. There's areas of opportunity. We're having some meetings on Friday in terms of producing animation. If this was 5, 6, 7 years ago, we'd be going to a big studio and we'd be pitching them and we'd be hoping that they'd give us money so they'd make an animated pilot and then maybe we could go on the TV with it, you know. But
well, don't start sounding like you're... See, now they're going to be listening and they think you're some kind of a smartass.
Yeah, but Sandy, you don't want to... Don't jinx it out of the gate.
Yeah, don't want to be prejudiced. Well, I don't mean about black or anything.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's nice of you guys to say that. No, I'm just, what are you talking about? I'm going over with some ideas, and we're going to do this as, we're going to self-produce and self, whatever you do with yourself, which don't answer that. So that's the new economy. And this Kickstarter, that's what Zane Lamprey's doing with a new movie called, or a new TV show rather, called Chug. Zane's thing is booze. Now, I know that everybody's thing is booze from one standpoint or another, but his thing is booze in terms of an entertainment vehicle. He does television shows, he does movies, he does appearances based on alcohol. And he has and what we're talking about here, folks, obviously is a connoisseur's approach to alcohol. It's not a, you know, we're not, it would be funny, well, maybe not that funny, but it would sort of be funny if you had a show about booze and you spent most of your time on Skid Row drinking, you know, reinforced, or what's it called?
No, it's called, it's called reinforced wine.
Yeah, no, it's called fortified.
Fortified wine. That's kind of an old joke, and it's kind of sad because those guys are alcoholics. So what we do, I'd like to watch Zane do a show about very polished alcoholics. Like maybe he's in a cigar room someplace or someone's living room, and everybody there has a serious, serious problem. All right.
Come on, Miss Zane.
I'm joking around, Zane. You know that I am. You know that we... Anyway, Zane and Bobby had a time of it today.
Now, that's a two-parter, right?
How'd you know?
Because I heard from her, and she said it didn't go well, the first part.
It did not. It did not.
What happened?
They didn't hit it off. They did not hit it off. Zane's all about business. Bobby's not too bright. She asked a lot of stupid questions. He wasn't digging it. And so I said to Zane, I said, look, Zane, how about coming back for a two-parter? And Bobby looked at me like, how dare you? And I said, I'm sorry, but, you know, I think this man deserves better. And that's when Steve stepped in. And I said, Steve, why don't you take your hands and stick them back in your pocket, man, where they, you know, there's, you know.
Oh, the joy hole, yeah.
Well, I said, because, Steve, don't stand there with your hands out of your pockets. Otherwise, you're going to be tempted to ball them into fists, and then you'll want to swing on me. And I said, that's not going to work too good in your favor.
Outstanding.
Yay!
Cut. All right, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Princess Kate. Some no good, low down, crawling, tail dragging cur took a picture of her with her top off. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the top. We'll talk about what's underneath it. We'll talk about her some more. We'll talk about her husband. We'll go back to her top, go back to what's underneath it. We'll talk about the photographer, then back to her breasts again. You watch, man. We'll turn it into a whole 3 hours. Phil Henry Show. We'll be
Truth
right back.
Is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Said.
Really? You should just have a belch alert.
Don't tempt me.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, buddy, you printing the Gutenberg Bible? What are you doing?
Push the button. It's got too many of it.
What is that noise?
You put the phone on hold, okay? Who you got there?
What?
Who's on the phone?
Little Ian.
Okay, good. Now, what? The printer is still going.
I know. I pushed a button and then it printed.
I know it prints. I told you to... you got to tell the printer.
I did.
Yeah, instead it goes, hey, printer, only print one.
Oh, you got to be putting me on. You didn't stand at the printer and talk to it.
I thought it was voice activated.
Get out of here.
Phil, I am serious. Either you get a CAT scan for him, or you get me some drugs, or something.
No, I'm not getting you any drugs. Bud, you're just... quit being lazy. That's his problem, okay? Look at this. Look at all of this paper, man. Nothing makes me angrier. Hey, I just want you guys to know over there at the Inquisitor, I'm throwing away all of this stuff about the comments and ads and all that crap. It's going right into the garbage because I can't take it any longer. All right, Kate Middleton, as you know, recently elected. She's
not elected.
No, I know. She was married Prince...
Prince William. Good God.
Well, excuse me.
You're not supposed to know what it is, everybody in America.
I think it shows a little bit of breeding if we know what the mother country is doing and the royalty.
All right, I know. You know what? The thing about royalty that I think is so funny is, it, like everything else, it's used by people to establish their, excuse my use of this term, their peeing ground or their pissing ground, as it is more crudely referred to. Everyone will use, royalty is one of those defining topics where you let people know whether you're cool or not, or whether you're working class or not, or whether you're a snob or not, and so forth. Now, most people will say that royalty, even British royalty, which is probably the single most benign and democratically friendly monarchy in the history of the world, even people will take shots at it. And maybe that's a part of our heritage as Americans, and maybe it's now, because we complain about everything. I don't know there's anything we don't bitch about. So the royalty is, who cares, you know? Oh, you got better things to do than the royalty? Same thing with the Pope, you know? Oh, now I'm going to take time with the Pope? And I want to say to this people, who the hell is holding a gun to your head, man, to be watching what's going on with the Pope? What is there something else you need to know about? Yeah, I hope they were covering the thing and there's a vote and everything. Well, go look for the vote there, man. There's like 9 million TV stations, 85 million places you go find news. Go look for the news on whatever the vote is that you're interested in, okay? There's a lot of people interested in the Pope. I don't know why people are interested in British. I was.
You know, that was something that I thought was, I saw you sitting and watching the wedding.
Yeah, I know. It looked kind of weird.
And you too, bud.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were, man. I saw you sitting there going, oh, wow. Like, you know, had big eyes, like you want to be in that dress.
Get out of here!
Yeah, it looked like you did want to try on her skirt.
Maybe I wanted to be in her dress, but not in the way that you're saying.
You're a dirty, filthy animal. All right, that's all I'm going to do now. I'm not going to attack him. I'm not going after him with my high heel. That'll come later. That'll be after the show, out in the parking lot.
Bring it.
Did you just hear what I said?
Bring it.
All right.
Bring it.
I'll bring it.
Bring it.
I'll give it.
Hey! God!
Don't challenge me, bud.
You want to bring the heat, man.
Hey, do you guys want to go ahead and go out in the parking lot right now and get it done?
I'm on.
No.
Good answer.
God! Unreal, you two people!
Bring it. Hey, bring it.
I'm talking. I don't need him butting in.
In any event, so, Bud, you were watching the wedding with me, so don't give me this crap like it wasn't interesting, okay? Three people responsible for publishing the topless Kate Middleton photos last year... What the hell happened to this, you jackass?
Oh, something wrong with it. Looks like somebody wiped their you-know-what with it.
Give me that. Anyway, they could face charges. Forgive me, folks. We'll get to that story in just a moment here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I was all set to deliver the goods to you. However, we've got to. Here's a story, though, that's, well, it's one of those, you know, investigation discovery things. You know, it happened, and then they find out, you know, later on who the bad guy is. In 2009, Jonathan Wayne Broyhill served as the best man at Jamie Kirk Hahn. And see what I'm saying here? We've got a problem with the printer, you moron.
What?
See this thing here?
Let me see that. Why, you jackass.
I didn't know it's there.
You've got to close those windows up, man, or it's going to print like that. That's two stories. Kidnapped baby sold on Facebook. A businessman in India...
Well, that's real class. So I was going to hear about Kate Middleton. I was going to hear about a guy that stabbed the bride of the friend. And now I got to hear about a kid getting shopped on Facebook by what?
It's a child that was going to... A man in India.
Oh, real class.
Well, I'm so sorry. Take it up with your main man over here.
Not my main man.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Close the windows out, bud. I keep telling you. Standing over that freaking printer. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for... A businessman in India was recently caught as he attempted to buy a stolen baby on Facebook. Bud Dickman, age 19...
What?
I'm kidding. A businessman in India was recently caught as he attempted to buy a stolen baby on Facebook. Where's little Ian, by the way?
On hold.
Get him up on line three. Hey, Ian. Hey, Ian?
Right.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Sammy. I hope you're doing well.
We're doing fine. The only problem is... The Kate Middleton story we have to reprint.
Right, okay, well, I'm here if you want to kick it about or whatever. I'm not going to a place right now.
Okay, good, because we do want to talk to you in just a second about that, all right?
Right.
Okay.
Hey, you owe me money.
No, I don't owe you no money, mate.
You owe me money on Barclay Premier.
No, I don't owe you no money, mate, on Barclay Premier. That's the name of the league. It's not the name of a team.
What's the team?
Manchester United. You're so stupid.
All right, just hold on, will you?
He owes me money.
Who did you bet on?
Barclay Premier.
That's the name of the league.
What's Manchester United?
You want to go over this again? It's a team. That's the team that won.
Who'd he bet on?
Manchester United.
Then he won.
He won. And you bet on the league because you thought that was the name of a team?
That's what he told me.
Bud, you are an idiot. Oh, no wonder he thinks he's... And he ain't no Einstein. We'll be back, folks. World-famous Phil Henry Show, 877... Oh, no. Are we breaking yet? Not yet? Okay. I'm telling you, I'm going to flip my lid with one of you guys, or all of you here, very, very soon. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. God.
Hey, no.
No, you don't know.
You're a Brooklyn Premier as a team. That's the name of the league. God, you're stupid.
You're stupid.
How can I be stupid? I won the bet.
Phil Hendry.
Yes, I figured it out. I got it. Well, here's what I did, is I just decided not to print the story. We're just going to read it. Three people responsible for publishing the topless Kate Middleton photos last year could soon face breach of privacy charges.
They can't do that. It's constitution.
What? What are you talking about?
It's freedom of the press.
They don't got no constitution over there. That's England.
Yeah, but they still got freedom.
Yes, they can do whatever they... She's a member of the royal family. I'm sure the laws are different. And besides, no, the laws are not different. This is the same here in the United States. You can't stick a freaking camera lens in someone's bedroom window or wherever she was. There is a thing called reasonable expectation of privacy. A reasonable expectation of privacy. You know what that is?
Yeah, it's when you want to be private.
Yes, but where is it? And I don't even know the answer to that because it keeps changing.
No, it doesn't keep changing. If you're in your home... You have a reasonable expectation of privacy. If you're in your bedroom, you have a reasonable expectation of privacy. All right? If you're out on a city street, you do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy. If you're standing there in the middle of Times Square, you do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy. No court, unless, of course, it has something to do with, for instance, an upskirt photograph, you know, where you're standing there, you're a female, you're standing there, and a guy comes along.
Yeah, like with a patent leather shoe and he's got a mirror on it. Ow.
Watch it. So.
Well, so if I'm standing in Times Square and I'm wearing. Well, can I say something without these two laughing?
Go ahead.
There are certain days, the ladies know what I mean, when it's very hot and you go to Times Square. I said.
Bud, shut up.
And you go to Times Square and you're not wearing underwear.
Okay.
Do I have a reasonable expectation of privacy, or is that an entree to woo a man somewhere around Bud's age with a camera belted or electrically taped to a shoe?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what a lot of these guys, like Bud, and ones that are even more degenerate, some of the things they cook up.
Well, have you seen this?
I don't want to make a comment.
Have guys come up to you?
I'm not going to make a comment. I'm just saying, is it a reasonable expectation of privacy that I have?
I would think so, yes.
When I'm standing there and a man walks up with black electrical tape wrapped around a camera that's on his shoe.
No, so you saw this?
I'm not saying that.
Well, Margaret, it's very specific. It sounds like somebody did that.
Have I said that?
No, you haven't said it.
You're just saying a guy comes up with a tape and it's wrapped around a shoe.
I didn't say tape was wrapped around a shoe, you lummox. I said it was wrapped around a camera that was wrapped around a shoe.
When?
Oh, but none of your business.
Got a call from Mr. Gray.
No, don't take the call, Frank. Don't.
Okay, I want to hear this. Frank Gray is on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, Frank, how you doing, man? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, young man?
Good, how are you?
I'm better than Custer. Margaret, you know full well that was me, and that was an experiment. For the Bill Iglesias film.
Why did you have to call in and... It wasn't important.
Phil, I've got to tell you.
It was not important, Frank.
Well, what's wrong with me telling Phil that I was the guy with the...
First of all, it was not important for you to let Phil know that you were helping Hank Iglesias with his film. And that I was one...
So you walked out into Times Square...
I'll finish the thought because I'm her husband and I should be allowed to say, and I just called her because I'm so angry sometimes I get the gender right.
That's pretty good, Mr. Gray.
Yeah, well, whatever. Now, I was out in Times Square with her Now, that's how pissed off I am. I'm getting your gender right, aren't I?
I didn't know that you even knew you had gender confusion.
But see, when I get angry, it all comes back to me. The syphilis, who gave it to me, what the ailment is, everything. That's how angry I am hearing you argue and lie to Mr. Henry. You were standing there. You were a member of the cast, not wearing underwear. I walked up with a camera with black electrical tape on my shoe. Someone said, and action. And that's when I just kind of stood there talking to you with my shoe inching ever, you know, underneath your, just between your legs. And
okay, all right. So this was, in other words, a porn movie.
No, it was not. It was an art film.
It was an art. You've never heard of Hank Iglesias?
No, I haven't.
Well, she's one of the best directors. Oh, look at that. I just butchered up my gender, but I am aware that I did it. So the syphilis hasn't kicked in that much.
Well, maybe those new therapies are working.
Well, therapies. She's talking about pills.
They're called therapies now, Frank.
Well, I'm calling them pills.
The doctor calls them...
I'm calling them pills. And that doctor, that quack that I went to, that guy's a witch doctor. Okay? She's a witch doctor. And I'm not saying this is a racist, Phil. I'm not saying anything bad about the shaman priests or the animist religions of Africa or anywhere else in the world. But the guy that I went to is nothing more than a shaman voodoo witch doctor. She might as well have a bone right through the nose. In fact, when I walked in there, I half expected to smell jungle, and I said, you know, all you need to do is get a parrot out front that goes, like that. And she says to me, oh, smartass again, huh, Gray? I said, you bet. I said, when are you going to cure me and stop squatting around a fire and saying, no, you know, when's that going to happen? And he said, I've never done anything like that. I said, well, you're lying now. I said, you lie just like my wife. He lies all the time, and you do too.
Well, it sounds like he's butchering his gender.
What's that?
Yes, I guess he's back to his normal bad brain set or something. What did the doctor do for you, Frank?
The doctor hasn't done anything. I told you. I just got done telling you. She is a primitive devil doctor. Did you ever see Black Robe, Phil?
I did. One of my favorite movies.
All right. Remember the witch doctor in that film was a midget? This, I swear to God, remember it was a little...
Yes, the witch doctor of the tribe that the Black Robe folks was a...
Oh, he's got to tell the whole movie now, Frank. Why did you do that?
Oh, go ahead, Phil. I'll tell it. This film, Black Robe, is about the Jesuit priests that went up and civilized, if you want to use that word, the Indians of the Huron and Iroquois nation.
What?
Who said that?
I did, Mr. Gray.
The Huron, H-U-R-O-N, and the Iroquois, I-R...
You don't have to spell that one.
All right, and the Mohawk.
Yeah, I heard about a Mohawk. Gal run around with her hair all mohawked up.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know what the Mohawk did. But in any event...
Well, that's where the Mohawk hairdo comes from.
It's not a hairdo, Margaret. It's not a hairdo. It is a warrior's... It's the hair... It's the way the head looks on the warrior up in the Mohawk area. I don't know. So in any event, the Jesuit priest goes up into the Mohawk region, and the Jesuit priest is going to settle these... You know how they do it, right?
Yeah, he's bringing Christianity.
There you go. So in any event, the priest gets out of the canoe, and there she is, standing there, looking at all these Indians for all the world. And she's thinking, boy, I'm in it now, man. Boy, I'm right up to it. And there ain't no turning back, because in those days, what did you do? Get back in the canoe and go back down the river to the nice, safe fort where the French... I don't know. But in any event, the priest meets these Indians. Well, there's one that thinks this priest is straight out of the jaws of hell, and no way is this little tiny witch doctor going to let this priest get a leg up on him.
Was that a female?
Yes, it was a female. What I just get done telling you. God almighty.
Well, you know, it's the gender confusion.
Okay, but he lost it.
So anyway...
So this witch doctor, this female witch doctor, was also a little person.
Yes, what they used to call a dwarf, that they don't... So get a load of that. So they're Mohawks. They're in America. This guy's a Frenchman. He hasn't been... Well, he's in big trouble. He's standing there under the wilderness of the North American continent. It's 16-something or other. There's no Montreal. There ain't nothing. There ain't nothing but loneliness and a midget. There's loneliness and a midget in war paint. Now, does it get much worse? I don't think so. I called up Bob.
Okay, thanks very much, Frank.
Well, you did, but you understand.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
What is that? What is that about? Well, Frank was calling up about the... I don't know what he was calling up about.
Yeah, I don't either. I forgot all about Frank calling up. All right, so here are some guys in England who are facing breach of privacy charges. According to news.au, which is an Australian news site, Ernesto Mari, the chief executive of the Amondanon Group, which publishes Closer magazine, has been placed under formal investigation for breach of privacy. La Provence newspaper's general director, Mark Aubertine, as well as his photographer, Valerie Sau, have also, what?
Are they natives? She sounds like she's got a native name. It sounds, Valerie Sau, is this some kind of a gossip magazine from a...
Yeah, like South Africa or in the tribal region?
No, it's not a gossip magazine from a tribal region. The woman's name is French.
Well.
La Provence, a regional daily paper.
Yeah, see there, regional.
France! La Provence, a regional daily paper, said it is being unfairly lumped in with Closer magazine. The paper said in a statement today that it did not publish topless photos of Kate Middleton. The magazine did admit, however, to taking pictures of the Duchess in her bikini. Is that bad?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to take a picture of the Duke or the Duchess or anyone, like an Earl.
I can't take a picture of a... Well, an Earl is a guy. You can't take an Earl like the Earl.
Yeah?
You can't take him pantless.
What do you mean you can't take the Earl pantless?
If the guy's an Earl.
You're talking about royalty. Is that right, bud?
Well, yeah, but not the king. I mean, the king, if you took a picture of him pantless, would be probably the death penalty.
Yeah, uh-huh. What else do you know about it?
Well, if you think you know so much.
First of all, bud, I don't think it matters if it's pantless or not.
Maybe he's talking about just an Earl.
Yeah, I just mean an Earl.
What do you mean, just an Earl? Are you saying that the prince, he can go around pantless?
No, I didn't say he can go around. Yeah, he can go around pantless. You could probably take a picture.
Why would it be all right to take a picture of the Earl?
I didn't say that.
You know what? You're an idiot. First of all, the Earl and the Prince and the Duke and whatever the hell else you want to call them, man, all of these cats are members of royalty, and you can't take a picture of them with their pants off.
What do you know?
Because I'm listening to my good friend Bud. You said Earl, so I'm going to have to say...
Monroe.
Yeah, Earl Monroe. What do you mean, Monroe? Earl is the guy who is royalty.
What do they call a female of that?
That's like a,
Well, then Earl, it's the Earl and the, Earline.
Earline?
I hope, you know, you'll pay. One of these days you'll pay for the racism.
Oh, yeah? Earl and Earline. That's the... What do you call a female Earl?
I don't know. I'm just trying to tell you.
Duke of Earl. The only thing I know is that song, Duke of Earl.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Duke of Earl.
No, it ain't called Duke of Earl. There's a duke, there's a duchess, okay? There's a prince, and there's a princess. There's a king, there's a queen, there's an earl, and a...
Earline.
Not Earline. Don't be a smartass.
I don't know what it is.
Well, it'd have to be something that is like Earl-like.
Yeah, it'd have to be Earl-like. Boy, this show, man. God, you know what? Anybody tuning in, they must think they're overhearing this week's, you know, roundtable of people who've suffered, you know... running their heads into goalposts or something, because we don't make any sense. We just don't make any sense. Earl something. So the point is, it was a breach of privacy law, and it was something that was that they're going to prosecute. And there's more to tell in this story, but we'll be back to tell it because we have to take a break because we're running late because we were talking about Earl and Earline. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth bye-bye, little Ian.
Is our bitch.
Hey,
the
Ian,
Phil
you there?
Henry Show.
Oh, I'm right here. I just tell you about Earline. Like a female.
Female Earl.
On a female.
The world famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, I got little Ian Anderson with us from Del Mar, California. Ian is a British subject. He works here in the United States in the horse racing business. Ian, what do you do?
Mostly I do a lot of hot walking, and I do assistant training for a couple of three of the trainers that work at Del Mar. We do a sort of a cycle of Del Mar, and then we in Hollywood Park and Santa Anita.
Saturday. So that's kind of in Southern California. That's where the horse racing is, right?
Right. And
do you ever do the quarter horses, Ian? Because we've come to be familiar with those. Don Berman likes those.
I'm not familiar with quarter horse. Done some training on occasion on the harness races and that kind of thing. But I'm not all that familiar with a quarter horse.
All right. Now tell us about in your home country of the United Kingdom of England. What's an earl and?
Well, it's royally, right? It's all it is royally, and they've got a lot of different types of royalty, don't they? They've got like a king, which is like the highest one.
Yeah, we know all about that.
Maybe I don't think you know nothing, mate. I don't think there's anything you really know.
All right, hold on. I'm not going to have you button in on this, okay? So just be quiet.
Right. So it's like a king, and there's a queen. And, you know, it's like he was saying, you know, about that. But there's also, like, prince.
Right, and princess.
Prince and princess. And they've got, like, duchess, or I should say they've got duke and duchess.
And dukes, are they princes, or?
Well, it's like it's a royal title that they bestow upon a member of the royal family. If you're Duke of Windsor, right? Well, because you're not the king, like you're the Duke of Windsor, because you're not the king, see? They've got a queen, or like Prince Philip. You see, Prince Philip, he's like a prince, right? But he's not the king, see?
So they give these titles in lieu of...
What's that mean?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ian, they give these titles instead of...
Right, they'll give a title to Prince Philip, because he's not the king. And I say, well, you can't be king. He'll say, well, why can't I be king? Because you're not the king, right? It's not going to happen. You're not, it's rubbish. If you be king, you're not even, Prince Philip is not even from England. He's from Greece. So I say, you'll have to be a prince. And then they have like a duke or duchess. It's the same thing. They'll say, I want to be king. And they say, you're not going to be the king. You'll never be king. You're not even qualified to be king. And they'll like embarrass the royal family. And they'll go out and have prostitutes or drink too much or drive their car, you know, into a lake or something like that. And you'll say, well, okay, we'll make you a duchess, right?
You'll make a guy a duchess?
Well, not a guy, but...
That's what you said.
Well, you know, at least I know a little bit about what I'm talking about, mate. But most of the stuff you talk about, you talk right out of your ass, right?
So, all right, hold on, bud. What did I tell you, man?
Yeah, well, he's talking out of his butt.
No, you're talking right out of your ass, but not me. You.
All right, hold on. So they'll give these titles to the members of the royal family, you say, when they drink too much?
Well, a lot of times they'll embarrass them.
Right, a lot of times these members of the royal family are an embarrassment, right, to all the English people and also to the royal family. And you say, well, that bloke, he's just... he's a drinker, he's an alcoholic, he uses like drugs, and he's like, goes with women, right, he's like with prostitutes, right, and he says, well, I think that we'll give him a title, and he'll be happy, and he won't go with prostitutes, or anything like that.
Okay, now it says here, an earl has the title earl of when the title originates from a place name, or earl when the title comes from a surname. In either case, he's referred to as Lord and his wife as Lady.
Right, well, he's a Lord of, like Lord Mountbatten was also Earl Mountbatten, right? Or they say she's a Lady.
Yeah, but that, well...
Shut up.
He tell you to shut up, mate. Are you always still talking?
You can't tell me.
I'm telling you, I'm going to kick you out of here.
Yeah, right. He's like, a Lady is like a Lady, but she's... more than a lady, it's a capital L lady.
No, I know that. And then the Lord, but that's the same thing as an earl.
Right, it's the same thing as an earl.
Why are we even talking to him about this? He's no... You're on the lower... I don't mean anything by this, Ian, but you're working class.
Right, so? It doesn't mean that I can't represent my country. It doesn't mean I can't be a proper gentleman. If you ask me questions about my country, I could... represent my country in a proper way.
No, you're absolutely right. We're not trying to... Margaret, why would you say that?
Well, it's not like you've been around ladies and dukes.
I worked for a man 2 years ago. I was training horses for him, and he was like a lady, well, he might have been a lady because of a sex change operation had flourished. It had flourished in that part of the city, and so it might have been a sex change operation. What he could have had, and he would have been a lady.
Wait a minute. Did this guy have a sex change operation?
No, but there was an epidemic of it, right in this part of town.
What part of town?
It's like Richmond Park. It was about South London.
There was an epidemic of sex change operations.
Right.
What an idiot.
You're an idiot.
All right, hold. Okay, listen, Ian, I'm going to let you go, man.
Right. I just want to say that the epidemic of sex change operations was like in that part of town, because it's mostly large manors, was probably only three gentlemen who had their sex change, right? But it's not a gentleman I worked for. The gentleman I worked for was a lord.
I had to cut him off. All right.
Guy's an idiot, and you're telling me to shut up.
When I'm talking to him, I'm talking to him. When I'm talking to you, I'll talk to you. God. Thank you very much, Ian, for that epidemic of sex change operations in Richmond Park. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
I think you went on too long with him because he doesn't have...
Phil Henry.